Welcome to Kidstown Live, where we bring you the hottest young talent every Friday at 4 p.m. on Easy Way Broadcasting, the best place to hear what's happening in the kids' world of Hollywood, and where, you know, kids can be just kids.
I know, Mom. It's time for Kidstown Live.
Hey everyone, I'm your host, Trinity Marquez.
What's up guys, I'm your co-host, Big Will Simmons.
Woo-woo. We are so excited to have our listeners here today with us. Thanks for joining, by the way. And you guys are listening to Kidstown Live right here on Blog Talk Radio / Easy Way Broadcasting Network. If you guys have any questions, you guys can call in at 914-338-1303.
Trinity, I hope you had a great weekend. I had one of the coolest weekends in a long, long, long time.
Wow.
I want to say I danced with my big brother, Jay Chris Moore, and we got first place. The whole crowd was cheering for us. What made it more exciting was the judges were Trisha Miranda and Shane Sparks, two of my favorite people.
That's
also,
awesome.
My two acting classes this week, I was picked by my classmates to win the next acting session for free. $25 gift card on iTunes and Dylan's candy gift card. It was unbelievable. Thank you to all my friends I met in the acting class in the last 3 months.
Well, my week has been very, very, really busy with school and moving, and I have a new apartment, so I'm really excited. So party time, you know. today, I am super excited to hang out at Outfit Fusion as I'm a member over there, actually. Tomorrow, I will be attending the Outfit Fusion Gala with Alec Mappa of the Baby Daddy Sharpay's Fabulous Adventures, Marley and Me, and the famous Ugly Betty. I will be posting pics to tell you, and I can't wait. And you guys can check out the pics on my fan page at Superstar.
Wow. Okay, so this show is going to be crazy fun. My best friend, Sean Liu, is our special guest today. He is the coolest friend ever. He is a super he's a super famous dancer. He acts and he loves to cook. His food is amazing. And he's only 12 years old. So you guys get ready to call in and ask him some questions.
Crazy. Well, right now it's time for Week's 411 Report. So did you guys hear that Katy Perry asked Lorde to open up the prison tour? But Lorde turned her down, which that sucks. But I'm going to see Katy Perry in September, so I'm excited. And I would can't wait to see her. And I do love Lorde, but maybe next time she would say yes.
I hope she says yes. But did you guys hear that Kids' Choice Awards is adding a new award show called Kids' Choice Sports Awards? It premieres July 17th. The new show will be at the campus of UCLA. The host is the cool former New York Giants player, Michael Strahan. I love sports, so I have to be there no matter what.
So it's almost time to talk to our guest, Sean. We are so excited, we are so excited to have him on our show today, and we just can't wait. Before we get him on the phone right now, we are going to take a quick commercial break from our sponsor, Havana Watches, great products out there, and well, we'll be wearing our sponsors at the red carpet too, so check it out.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
Well, we're back, and let's see if Sean's here. Hey, Sean, what's up?
Hey, Sean. Hello? Well, I guess he's not on right now. Oh, hello? Sean? Oh, I guess he's not on.
Well, it's okay. So, Kennedy, is there anything coming up in the future for you?
Not right now. I'm actually going for auditions for manager right now and agent. And I'm excited, and school has been going so good this far. I'm really excited. And how about you?
Well, I'm pretty much at an audition right now. So my audition is for Hasbro, and I hope I really do good and I make it.
I hope so. I hope you get it. I wish the best luck. And definitely, I hope you broke a leg. Well, not literally, but, like, you know what I mean.
Thank you so much. Well, I hope I don't break my leg as a bad way.
No, not like that. So let's see if he's on right now. Sean?
Hello, Sean.
I guess he's not on still. Well, let's go see what we're going to talk about. Let's see. Well, summer's coming up, and it's really not going to be so good for me because I hate summer. I can't deal with summer. And plus, I live on the third floor, and it's so hot. I can't even deal with Las Vegas because I get sick in Las Vegas all the time. But in summer, how about you?
I love the summer. Summer means pool, fun. First of all, no school, sleeping in, and I love Vegas. I love to see all the sights. Even though it's a little hot, I can get used to it.
Well, yeah, that too.
my favorite part in Vegas.
The only thing that's going to suck is that the 3 months, because I love school, I really like going to school like every day, but the thing I don't like getting up, but I'm actually going to miss school.
Yeah, I'll miss it for, like, 2 days, and then fly by.
You're right. Definitely. So, I don't know what time you might be on right now.
Well, actually, I just kind of told him to, you know, kind of call in. So he should be calling in anytime soon now.
Yeah.
So, Trinity, what are you going to be doing this weekend?
Well, like I said, I'm going to a red carpet event today and tomorrow, and mostly school.
Well, I'm actually going to be going to 2 birthday parties, Saturday and then practice on Sunday all day.
Crazy.
I'm
going to
be a very tired person, but I hope the parties are really fun, like awesome. But I want to give a little shout out to my friends that their birthdays are tomorrow. I want to give a shout-out to Jordan Jones and my friend Scarlett. I want to say happy birthday to them, and I wish them the best birthday ever.
Yes, definitely happy birthday. So, Will, we haven't got the chance to meet up and have some dance routine done, you know, like showing me your cool moves.
Mm-hmm. You got to, like, help me with my singing.
Definitely, I have to. We should totally do this, like, sometime this next week or this week.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because I definitely want to learn your cool moves.
What would you love to do if your birthday, like, if you had everything you can do for your birthday, what would you do?
What would I what?
What would you do if your birthday was, like, say if your birthday was tomorrow, and you're allowed to plan a real big birthday, what would you do?
Well, I would want to tell my mom to bring 4 friends and that we can go to Hawaii for a month.
Ooh, ooh. My birthday?
Yeah, I've never been to Hawaii before, actually.
Me either. I heard it's fantastic.
Well, definitely I need to invite you.
Oh, yeah. You can go first or...
So what about you?
Well, for my birthday, I'm actually just going to have a 3-day kind of process kind of birthday. Because my birthday is actually coming up. So the first day, you have a really big party, and of course, you're coming. Have a real big party, and then we're going to have a sleepover. Second day, we're going to watch some movies and do stuff like that. And then the third day, and the third day, we're going to be actually playing paintball. Like, paintball with my family. So, like, pretty much...
Paintball?
Paintball. It's kind of like a fake gun, but instead of shooting actual bullets, it's a little paintball shell. So, I hope no one really gets...
That's nice. I can't... Oh, my gosh. I hope you wish the best for your birthday.
Thank you. You're going to be there, of course.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. We're going to party.
So, let's see if Sean is on right now.
Hello, Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Well, we can totally wait for a while.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, I have a question for you. Do you know Alec Massa?
Alec Massa?
Massa.
No,
from
Glee.
He's in Glee. He's in Glee, Ugly Betty, and Baby Daddy.
Wow.
Yeah, well, if you don't know him, well, you should look him up because he is so awesome and he's funny and he's a good actor, too. And I'm actually going to be hanging out with him, I think, tomorrow I am, at a red carpet event. So I'm excited. I'm going to take lots of pictures and say, oh, my gosh, you're so cool.
Oh, that is...
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Well, I wish you the best of luck for your red carpet event tomorrow. And can you tell us what it's for?
Oh, no, it's for Outfest.
Oh.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's a film festival.
Wow. So I hope you like the best of luck.
Yeah, I love movies. It's all weekend, actually. Today we're going... I have to, for one screening, I'm just going to dress up a little. And then tomorrow, we're going for a gala, and that's for the Outfest. And I'm going with Monique. Oh, no, I'm not going with her. She's in the film. But I'm pretty sure she's going to be there.
Well, make sure when you see her, tell her I said hi.
I will.
Okay, so is there any callers that we have right now?
I don't know. Let's see. Any callers out there?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's see if Sean's on right now.
Yes. So.
Hello?
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 Hey, is this Sean?
Yep.
Hey, Sean.
What's up?
What's up, man?
How are you?
Brother?
Good, how are you?
We're good.
How's the day?
Here's Sean.
So we're really excited for you to have to be on the show today. And thank you so much for accepting it. So we're really excited and we can't wait.
Thank you. I'm excited too. Thank you for letting me be part of this.
Okay. So, I see you're a pretty famous dancer. That's so cool. And I want to know, how did you get started dancing?
Well, it started at a studio where my sisters used to dance at. And when I was very young, I, was watching them all the time. Every time my mom picked them up, I always seen them dancing. And, I just thought that it looked so much fun. I wanted to try. So, at first, it was okay to me. Then, when I got used to it, it started to get really fun. And, it looked cool, and, it felt cool. And, it was just really fun. I started to dance with my sisters, and it was just, yeah, it was just a lot of fun. I was just inspired by the way my sisters danced and how much they danced and how cool it looked. So I just decided, you know, okay, I'm going to give it a try. So, yeah, I mean, now I've met all these friends from dancing. It's, you know, without it, I don't know what I'd do with my life.
Yeah, I met Sean through dancing as well.
Yes, yeah. So two dancers in the house.
Yep. What up, Big Will?
What up, Sean?
So, I have a question for you. What kind of dance do you do?
I do hip hop, jazz, contemporary, lyrical, tap, jazz, ballet, cha cha, rumba, jive, and a little bit of break dancing, yeah.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, I think I did Latin for at least a year and a half. But other than that, I started dancing when I was, like studio dancing when I was 4, and then I started competing. But before 4, I was just dancing in my house, you know, doing little dances for my family and just putting on little shows, and it was a lot of fun. My mom thought it would be great if I took some classes.
Wow, you have talent there. You have really talent.
Thank you.
Sean, I remember seeing you perform on stage when you were like a little boy. I would be thinking, man, this kid is amazing, spectacular. What do you love most about dancing?
I love dancing with all my friends, and it just brings so much joy to me. It's like breathing for me. Like, it's something that I can express through movements, you know? I mean, like, if I feel sad, you know, then I would take a temper or something, you know? But it's not, like, something I would just, like, you know, I mean, I would push myself to keep dancing and work harder, but I wouldn't push myself dancing when I can't, you know? It's just something that, you know, just goes with the flow with me. And, you know, it's just the best part about dancing in the industry, too, is just dancing with your friends because, you know, they're always making you smile. They're always making you feel better. They're always bringing joy to events, you know, and it's just that's the best part. And, I mean, without friends, like, there's nothing you can do besides talk to yourself, so.
Yeah. It's like for me, too. Whenever I'm dancing with my friends, it's like they cheer me on, I cheer them on. It's like one kind of big, happy family.
Yeah, that's, like, something best part about dancing, you know? Like, yeah, like, that's the good thing about sports and activities, you know? You always have a team beside you. You always have someone beside you. And then, you know, you always have a smile on your face when someone's beside you. Because without someone beside you, you're just by yourself, and you don't know what would you do. Except, I don't know, like, play patty cakes with yourself or dance yourself or just look at yourself. It's no fun at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Sean, you recently had one of your dance videos on YouTube go viral, and it's called Applause. You guys can check it out on its YouTube. How did it feel seeing your video reach over 1 million views?
At first, I just took class from a really good choreographer named Miguel Zarate. And, I mean, I was just shocked. You know, I just took class. It was a really good class. I loved that song. I was surprised that, you know, he did it with that song. And then my mom recorded it, and we just posted it, you know, and by the minute, it just got bigger and bigger, and then it turns out that, you know, a lot of people start liking it, and I guess it was because of, like, how new the song was and how famous it was, and, you know, I guess it just fit the song, and everybody liked it, dance, and then it started getting more views, and then it got, like, 1 million, and then after that, you know, like, there was, like, my Applause video was over, at least, like, over, like, 50 different news websites, and it was really cool, yeah. And then after that, I got asked to be on the Queen Latifah show for that dance, and you know, I mean,
I remember that.
Latifah is such a nice lady. She is amazing. She is very nice. She's not those nice people. And then after that,
I heard that you were that Queen Latifah saw your video, and then she had you go on her show. Was that like nervous because she was? She was like, she's really big. I mean, I would be nervous. I'd be like, oh my God, that's Queen Latifah.
huge in the industry, and, you know, a lot of people, you know, it's just, it's surprising for me to, you know, her to notice me. It's just, you know, I feel really honored to be on her show. It's a huge thing for me. I was really happy. She was such a nice lady, you know, when, after on set, you know, she helped me, you know, get water. She helped me, like, she was talking to me and pep-talking to me and how great I was, and, you know, I mean, I'm a big fan of her, too. The only concern about her is that she's nice when she's off set, too. Like, she's so nice on TV and off TV. You know, most celebrities, they're just, you know, they're nice on TV, and then later on, turns out they have, like, a real them. And then turns out they're not really nice, you know? I'm not saying they are, but it's just they're always, there's always that one celebrity, but she's not one of them. And she's really nice. And I was just so happy that she, you know, I was just so happy that she kissed me, and you know.
I remember seeing you on the show, and you just rocked the house. Everyone loved you that day.
I mean, you're an amazing dancer too. I gotta say, dude, you're like an inspiration to a lot of people. I gotta say that, Big Will.
So thank you very much.
But yeah, that's nice. I mean, like. That's like every time I pick my sister up for gravy practice, I'm always just like, okay, I gotta say hi to Big Will, I gotta see him dance, you know? It's just amazing because a lot of people always see you dance, and it's just like they gotta pick up their jaw from the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Well, you've done really so much, like everything, and you're only 12. That's crazy. But can you tell us what is your dream job, your dance dream job would be?
Well, it would either be, you know, be on tours with really big artists or, you know, just be very successful on, you know, television, you know? Just want people to know, you know, what I've got, you know? That's what every dancer in the industry, you know, they want to be known from people, show people that, you know, I can do this, you know? A lot of people in the world are very talented. They just... people don't know that, and that's the hard thing. So I want people, you know, like, a lot of people, like, I don't know, Beyonce or Justin or Ariana, you know, those kind of people. They are very known because of their talent. Other people have seen them, and they stand out. I want to be those kind of people, you know?
So speaking of those people, who would you most want to work with?
Oh, that's pretty hard. I mean, a lot of people are great, and it's just hard for me to decide because, I mean, if I had to pick one, it would be, I don't know, that's a really big question for me because there's a lot of people who, you know, inspire us and inspire a lot of other kids that, you know, they're very nice and they're very talented, and I want to work with a lot of people, but that's just a really hard question to answer because, I mean... Yeah, there's a lot of talented people out there, and I mean, I would like to work with everybody, you know?
Right.
Well, Sean, let's break down the little question.
Yeah.
What choreographer would you love to work with on a TV show?
Choreographer on a TV show? Well, I could tell you, like, some of the top five choreographers that, you know, I love to work with and, you know, has been really there for me a lot. You want to know?
Yes.
Okay, so it would be Brian Friedman. He's a great, hardworking choreographer.
That guy is amazing.
Yeah.
Man, that guy is a full body of talent.
He really brings the energy to the floor.
Yeah, he shows that, you know, it doesn't matter how old you are, you know, you can still bring it, you know. He can do, like, front flips and, like, kicks and stuff. And he's older than us, you know, and that doesn't, like, other kids, they seem to, you know, they seem to be lazy and stuff. And, you know, they say, I can't do it because I'm this age or I'm like, okay, let me bring up Brian Friedman. Let me show you this, you know.
Right.
She's one of the choreographers I work with, Sandra Chavez. She is very pushing. She, you know, she never gives up. She doesn't care if, you know, she does care if, you know, if you need to stop dancing and if you need to rest. But she doesn't care if you feel like, she doesn't care if you don't want to dance. All she cares is if you can do it. She wants to be the best of the best, you know? She wants everybody to be the best of the best. And that's the best thing about her, is that she takes everything out from you, and she shows everybody that, okay, so you're doing this. Okay, are you sure you can't do anymore? And then if Cassandra trains you, then you're like, oh, you can do this, you can do that. You know, she brings out everything out of you.
Yeah. That's great.
So, Sean, you were recently on Sea Dead Run. How was that experience?
It was very fun, actually, you know? It had to do with my dancing skills, actually, and that was great. I had a couple of lines that was really great because that was one of my first acting jobs, and that was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun, yeah. And I met one of the cast from Sea Dead Run. She was a little girl named Bailey. She was so nice. We went to the after party, and, you know, we had so much fun. And the best part of the job was that, you know, in the end of the day after the job, you know, me and Bailey, we got, like, a huge pie, and then, you know, we stuffed her face. And it was really fun, you know. We just hanged out. All the cast were really funny, and they're very nice again, and it was really an amazing experience, yeah.
That's cool. Speaking of everything and acting, what advice would you want to give to other kids that want to pursue their acting career or their professional dancer career?
I would just say what everybody else would say, because it's not like, okay, you're too lazy to find a quote for people who want to learn a lesson. It's not that. It's just, it's true, you know? I mean, people may hear this advice all the time, and they would just, you know, they're like, you're so right. But, you know, they don't listen to it at all, though. This is what I have to say to everybody that, you know, to all the professional dancers that are, who are trying to get professional, you know? And you hear this all the time, and it is true. That's why I'm saying this. You cannot give up on your dreams, because if you do, you just wasted your life on something you've been working on your dream, you know?
That's true.
Worked on dancing for, I don't know, like, pretend like 5 years. And then for only a week, you stop because, you know, you give up. You just wasted 5 years of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot give up no matter what, because that's just wasting.
Yes, that's true.
So before we let you go, can you tell your fans some fun facts that they may not know about you?
Okay, I just want to say thanks to all my teachers, especially Brian, Cassandra, Ian Eastwood, Will the Beast.
Don't forget
the Beasties on website, yeah. Oh, and Shannon Mather. And also don't forget this Saturday, I know a lot of kids like Nickelodeon, and especially Ariana Grande and Jeanette McCurdy, so if anyone hears this, don't forget this Saturday at, I think, 8 o'clock. Nickelodeon, Sammy Cat this Saturday. I'll be on that episode.
We'll definitely see that.
Lines. I got more lines. Yeah. Don't forget to watch Nickelodeon this Saturday at 8 o'clock. Sammy Cat. And again, Jeanette McCurdy and Ariana, they're really nice. They're, you know, they show true, you know,
kindness. I'm already recording that show already.
Yeah. We'll definitely watch it. Thanks for coming so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for, you know, letting me be part of the show. Yeah, it's just...
Yeah. And good luck really on your acting and your dancing career.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on the show and taking the time to be with us. I will see you tomorrow for sure.
Yeah, man. Dude, you got a huge future. Everyone, follow Big Will Simmons, Instagram, Twitter. What?
Follow Sean Liu on his Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Woo, woo.
All right. Well, it's nice talking to you, Big Will.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Thank you so much.
Well, we want to thank everyone for listening to our show today. And thank you for Havana Watches. I'll see you on Publicity, Izumi Broadcasting Network, and AEM. And thanks for everyone for your support.
Keep checking our fan page for upcoming events, music, and guests at Facebook.com.
Bye.
Bye.